Siftes begins the next sugya in the simin, which is Ashelig va'abarat emiraskin. So when it's snow or ice, you should not crush it. I know the shayvram lechaticha is darkest, to break it into small pieces. Kedei sheyizayv meimav, in order that its water will flow, that the liquid will flow from it. So there's the issur of it. There's the issur of being miraskin, of crushing ice. Then the mechaber goes on. Avnoisin on the sech koshel yain imayim v'hunimach me'elov. However, there's a heter to put it into a kois of yayin of mayim, and it will melt on its own. So first of all, what's the issur that we're dealing with over here? And number two, what's the heter? Why is the mutter? If there is an issur in melting ice for the liquid, so why is the mutter in the kois of yayin? So what's the Isser? So over here we have three reasons wrote down in the Rishayim. Three different timeim in the Rishayim. The first one is Rashi. Rashi says it's Mailid. Mailid means I'm creating something, or it looks like I'm creating something. The Makar to Rashi is the Gemara Beitza. The Gemara Beitza says that on Yontif, you're not allowed to light a fire, the Mailid be Yontif, because you mean Mailid, you mean Mailid something on Yontif. There's no fire, now there's a fire over here. So you see the Indian of Mailid. Even though the Rambam brings down a different reason for why one's not allowed to make a fire on Yontif, but all the Mefarshim discuss how the Rambam shlims with the Gemara, etc. But the idea of Mailid we do find in the Gemara Beitza.
Which one?
What?
What's that?
I think in Lamed something, I don't remember offhand. I could check it up afterwards. The second reason is the Rashba. The Rashba learns that the Issa being Merasik, the Barad, breaking the ice, crushing the ice, is a gzera because of Schitas Peris. We're worried that you'll come to do Schitas Peris. If I could take ice, which is a solid, and crush it into a liquid, so then I'll think I go to take a fruit and squeeze it for its juice. I the Gemara Beitza. So the Rashba says that the Gemara, or the Mefarshim explained that the Rashba understood the Gemara Beitza is talking about where I'm making something new. The fire is something new. There was nothing there, and now it became a fire. As opposed to over here, you have the ice. The ice is just being formed into a different shape. So that's why it's not moilit. But that's why we consider it a new iser. There are other examples of this. You take a look at Shmir Shabbos, Perek Chavbeis, he brings down other examples over there of similar ideas of is it noilit, not noilit. But using this yisoid of what type of noilid is it? What type of moilid is it? The third reason we have is the Sefer Truma. Now the Sefer Truma himself, there's different ways of learning the Sefer Truma. Some learn the Sefer Truma, like Rashi, that it's moilid. Some learn the Sefer Truma as a third reason to our sugya, which is noilad of muksa. In Ilchus Muksa we find that something which wasn't prepared before Shabbos, or prepared before Yontif, and now it became prepared, now it became Roy. So it's Muksa. So there's something called Noilat. This, the way it is now, is not around before Shabbos. So this new item over here is Muksa. And then the issue would be that you're creating Muksa, you're making Muksa, which we find in Ilchus Muksa, there's a din of being mevatel kli me'achanei. You're not supposed to take something which is a kli, which has a usage, and make it muksa on Shabbos. Or maybe the water is muksa, but it's inyan of noilat, of muksa. So now, what happens if I go ahead, I take this ice, and I put it in the sun. I put it in the sun, or I put it next to the fire. Put it next to the fire. I put it next to the fire. Am I over on this Issa Miraskin or not? Right? So according to the Rashba, there's no Issa. Why? Because since the Rashba learned that the Hogzer is Atus Chitas Peris, and this way it's before us in the Ramban, that the Hogzer is Atu the Maiser Isuk. If I'm going to allow you to crack the ice and crush the ice, be a dayim, that's where I'm going to come to squeeze the fruit. But just putting it down and letting it melt on its own, is not Isser. According to Rashi, and the Sefer Truma also, according to Rashi, that's in your Moilid or Noilat, there's definitely a tzad to say that you'll be chayif, there'll be also to do it. Even though it's a grama, I'm just putting it there and it's going to melt now because of the heat, but we do find certain malachas are gramas, like Zerea. I'm putting seeds down, then it takes root. So it's daima to malacha, and that's why it's mevor in the Rosh. That the Rosh is talking about a case of pashtida. Pashtida is the doughs with the cubes of fat inside it, and they would melt the fat into the doughs. So the Rosh says over there that it's moilid and it's daima to amaraskin. So it comes out that putting the ice in a place where it's going to melt, putting it in the sun, putting it by the fire, next to the fire, is going to be a machlekes, the Rashba and Rashi with the Sefer Truma. Now, some want to go a step further and say that this machlekes is also benigea putting a bowl of ice on the table. On the table. Taking it out, putting it in the room temperature also. You're taking it out of the freezer, putting it down, allowing it to melt. You're causing it to melt. It's the same as like putting it next to the fire. And therefore, they're going to be marked, but that there should always be water in the bowl before they put the ice in, which we'll soon see what that heter is. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Sima Shin Yud Ches. Shin Yud Ches, Sifte Zayin. The Mechaber talks about what's called the infanda, which is the same thing as that pashtida that we quoted from the Rosh. So the Mechaber says, "Mutar litein infanda keneged ha'esh b'mokim sheyatza ledes." It's mutar to take this infanda, again it has these cubes of fat, and I'm putting it next to the fire, b'mokim sheyatza ledes. Ba'af al-pi she'ashumen shebo she'nikrash choyz v'nimoyach, even though it's melting, it's mutar. It's turning into a liquid. Says the Rama, "B'yesh machmirin v'nogol ha'achmer miu b'mokim tzarech yesh lismech ha'svar rishon siftei zayin in Shinduches." So the Rama says, "Yesh machmirin." The meaning is to be machmer unless it's a mokim tzarech. What's the machleik is mechaber Rama over here? So if you take a look at the Gra says, what's on the Mechaber? Mechaber holds that it's mutter to put this next to the fire. He says, "V'loy dami l'masha kosov v'soif perek dalet emir raskin." It's not doima to the issa of crushing ice. Why? The shama tami shum shami yischotu. Because over there, the reason is because maybe you're going to do schitas peiris. In the l'mashkin. And over here, it's not a problem. It's not doima to merasek, which is otus chitas peres, which means the Gra is learning that the shitas of Machaber is the shitas of Rashba. Like we explained, the Rashba held that was the issa being merasek otus chitas peres, and therefore according to the Rashba, for me to take the ice and put it in the sun or put it by the fire is mutter. So the same thing over here also. It's mutter for me to take this infanda and put it next to the fire even though it's melting. The Rama who paskins the Chumra, what's the svar for the Rama? Says the Gra, the Rama held like Rashi. The sphere like Kepirish Rashi. He held like Rashi. And according to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. Even though you're not doing a ma'aser risuk, but that alone that you're putting it there for it to melt, is iser. So it comes out that the Gra is learning that the machlekes rishonim, Rashba, and Rashi is a machlekes mechaber and Rama. Machlekes mechaber and Rama. Now, if we take a look back in our sif over here, so the Mechaber says V'cheinim hinicham b'chama kinegin amadura v'nifshru mutarim. Right? If I take the kerach, I take the ice and I put it in the sun or opposite the madura and it melts, is mutar. Chav is very good. Rashba l'shitasa. Ramah should have argued. He didn't argue. Didn't say anything. And Ramah should have got up and said, Nogul achmir. Miu b'makam tzarech, you could be mekel. He doesn't say that by us. The Maisa, the Mishabur brings down that the Ramah was being Seimach on Simishin Yuchah Esif Tezayin. That Enoch Naim, the Ramah really argues about that. And he's being Seimach on Shin Yuchah Tezayin. And therefore the general minig is of either we don't take frozen stuff out and put it next to the heat of a fire to melt it. And like I mentioned before, that I think the general meaning is that we do take ice out and put it in a bowl, and from the room temperature, that's not a problem. But there are those that are needing to be machmir, that there should be liquid in the bowl. Now, what is this heter? Who cares if there's liquid in the bowl? And why do you need liquid in the bowl? Why do you need liquid in the bowl? According to the Rashba, it's very pasha. According to the Rashba, the heter is, I take ice, I put it in a bowl, it melts on its own. Melts on its own. But according to Rashi and the Sefer Truma, we said melting on its own is asa, right? The Ramah holds as asa. So what does it help? So why am I allowed to put it into a kais? Why am I allowed to put it into a kais? So the Teretz is, we're talking about over here, a kais shel yayin. And if you take a look at the Ritva, in the Sugya, he brings down the Sefer Truma and he adds to it. He says, the Gemara just says Kais, actually. The Gemara just says Kais. According to the Rashba, that makes a lot of sense. I put the ice into a Kais without any liquid in the Kais, an empty cup, and let it melt. It's melting on its own. There's no Gzeratu Schita. But the Ritva, when he brings down the Sefer Truma, he adds on Kais sheyesh by mashka, sheyesh mashka be kais, that is mashka in the kais, or in the ka'ara. And he says over there, v'loy mechsi ki noilat. And it's not mechsi ki noilat, doesn't look like noilat. And the truth is, Rashi also on the Gemara, he adds, on the Gemara it says kais, says shel yayin. Teretz is, because according to Rashi in the Sefer Truma, there's no heter for it to melt on its own. That's also. It's also to put it, to let it melt on its own. But what? When it's melting into a liquid, it's being misarvim. That's the Lashon of the Ritva. Misarvim v'lay mechzikin oilad. When is it mechzikin oilad? When I'm left with the liquid. I had a solid, turned into a liquid. When that liquid mixes into another liquid, That doesn't look like Moila, doesn't look like Noilat. However, the kasha we run into now is, if you take a look at the Mechaber says, if the Rechab is going with the Shita of the Rashba, he should have left out those words, Shal Yayin Oy Mayim. He shouldn't have said that. Right? According to the Ramah, that's true, but the Mechaber shouldn't have said that. Yeah, what are we going to ask?
I was just going to say, so Nolad is really, like, it's not a bad problem. If it mixed together with the yayin, it's not a problem.
It's not Mexican Nolad, it doesn't look like Nolad.
So Nolad is only a problem when it's clear you have a new...
This type of Nolad, there's different levels of Nolad, yeah, but this Nolad, yeah. Right, a Nolad, a Beitzah should know the Yantif if it gets mixed into other eggs, they're all us on Yantif. So that's the kasha on the Mechaber. Comes out, the Mechaber is telling us a chiddush over here. The Mechaber's shita is that the Mechaber is going with the shita de Rashba. He's going with the shita de Rashba. That the Isser of Meraskin is Otus Chitis Peris. But the Rashba held that when is it Otus Chitis Peris? When I'm doing a Maisa B'Yadayim. If I'm not doing a Maisa B'Yadayim, so then we're not worried that you'll come to do Chitis Peris. But the machabel, no. Even if I'm not doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim, there's still a chashash of schitas peiros. No, one second. Machabel. What? Territory mind doesn't work, yeah. Because then the Mechaba says, V'chenim hinicham b'chama k'negam adriv n'shum utarim. I was going to say that he held that even if you don't do, even if it's not a ma'is v'dayim, there's still a chashash of Shem Yisrael, but then, no, okay. We're going to have to figure out Shand the Mechaba. Okay, I have to take a look at my notes to see why. Okay, so me and Shem will have to come back to that. We have to understand why is he put in Shal Yayin and Mayim. If we take a look at Simon Shin Chavav Sif Yud, Shin Chavav Sif Yud, over here, Shin Chavav Sif Yud, story about Dine Rechitza on Shabbos. So Mechaba says, "Mutal lirchaitz yadav b'morsan, can wash your hands with morsan. Va'asal lirchaitz yadav b'melach, kol shekem b'boiris shekarin zay. Boiris is soap. It's a bar of soap. Oy b'shar chelev shnimech al yadav evinoyed, or with some kind of chelev which dissolves because it's noyed." So, okay, by Mishnah Berurah for a moment. Sorry. So over here, take a look at Mishnah Berurah. It says, the heavy noilat, going under a mother, says, Bishar Chelev Shnimayach, V'dami L'risuk Sheleg Ubarad, Sha'asa Gam Kemi Tamzeh, because it's Daima to Risuk Sheleg Ubarad. Now, that's very good, because it's the Ramah, and the Ramah is the one that holds that it is really a little further. I'm Magen Rav Shkaz B'Shem Shodik B'Shem Sheish Matirim B'Zeh. It's filled with Mashas V'Chazal V'Rav Shishal V'Barad Shom G'zeres Chitis Peiris Ha'im Dol Mashkin. That there are those that hold that the whole is a Risog is because it's Chitis Peiris. Shaf Hashal Gubar and the Meimayim Hey Ma'intim came Baris V'Shach Chel Shein Oindol Lamashkin Mutter Lachat Chila. What's he saying? Saying that another Nafkamina. If you learn like the Rashba and Lachar the Mechaber, according to the Gra the Mechaber, that the Issa Risok is Atu Shela Atu Aschitis Peiris. So that's only when you do. That's only when you're handling something which is made for to melt it for a liquid, like ice for liquid. So it's like pre for the juice. But soap is not made for the liquid. You don't squeeze soap. You don't crush soap for a liquid. You use soap. So maybe some liquid gets on your hand. Okhelev. So that's not doima to skit his pears. But the Ramahu asers. It's the Shitasi, because he does not learn like the Rashba. He learns like Rashi in the Sefer Truma. So that works out good. Take a look over here in Simen Shin Chav. Sif Yud Beis. Yeah, you heard that? Shin Chav Sif Yud Beis. What does it say? Yesh Lezor Shle Yishav Shif Yod B'melech. Now we're going in the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Yesh Lezor, they shouldn't rub your hands with melech. Why not? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hatam kenal v'shelig gubarat. The gam b'zeh is havim mayim ayideh shifshifku. You rub it in with salt, so it gets some liquid. Who cares? Why is it any different than what we just said in Shechav Sivav? Right? In Shechav Sifyud, I mean. I'm sorry. Shechav Sifyud, we said, is mutter to rub your hands with the soap or on the chalef, whatever, the chalef, and that soap that they had, because it's not daimed to schit the sparrows, because it's not oimid for mashke. Melech is oimid for mashke. Melech is not oimid for mashke. So why is it different? Now here he's matter. So that's another question we have to figure out in the Mechaber. And then a third question which we need to figure out, Chaber Ramah, whoever it may be, is that which I stir, sugar in my coffee, or the coffee in my coffee, on Shabbos, coffee is a solid. When I stir it, it's becoming a liquid. So, am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? According to everyone, I'm doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim over there. It's not, you don't even have the head of nimayich me'elav. It's not melting on its own. It's being sarv in the mayim. But the ma'aseh, I'm doing a ma'aseh risuk. I'm doing a ma'aseh. So on the marmakims that I gave out this week sometime, you'll take a look at it before next year, because it discusses some of these questions. And we have to have Pshan the Mechaber. Okay? Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and Shavuos.